Com.
Safety officials haven't said it exactly, but something could be fishy with that runaway Prius incident in San Diego. Some of you called it. How about the chefs in New York? They're furious over this proposed salt ban, calling it absurd, simply absurd. Yeah, I have to agree on the salt ban. It's not good to overdose on salt, but I think if people want to salt their food when they're at a restaurant, they should be able to have a little shaker where they can salt it. And I don't think that they should take the salt shakers off the tables in all of those restaurants. And seriously, that's what they're proposing. That's absolutely ridiculous. And that's how we roll here on America Tonight. You never know where we're going to start or where we're going to end. It's Kate Delaney, as always, thrilled to be the captain of the ship as we sail coast to coast and all those waters in between and over the borders as well. A big shout out to all the guys and the women listening to us in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Actually, I found out, too, there's some people listening as well, and we thank you for your service. And also our friends in Europe and Christina in Sweden. She has to love it when she hears that. She's probably running around the house and getting ready, and then every once in a while it just pops out. She gets that big shout-out. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to dive, of course, back into those political waters of will we have the votes to pass health care reform. But first, batter up. We got our first live one. We're going to go to Canada twice. Sam first in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How are you doing there, gorgeous?
How are you? You sound good.
We went to the hockey game tonight. That's why.
Now, I have no idea what happened, so tell me.
Montreal won in the shootout, 5-4.
You know what? I like shootouts. For people listening to us, it's a do-or-die scenario where, boom, whoever scores, they win. And so Montreal won.
Yeah, but they went to more than three shooters.
Really?
They had to go like to six.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure. Montreal had their chances tonight, but, you know, a couple of an old goalie says the Post brothers, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, a couple of, you know, hit goal posts and then missed a couple of open nets. And, you know, and of course, well, my sister-in-law is from Edmonton, so we sort of like, we double dated. It was me and Julie, my brother, and my sister-in-law. And, you know, we're yelling, go Habs, go, go Habs, go. My sister-in-law is looking like, would you guys shut up? Edmonton will win. Trust me.
She was disappointed.
She was slightly disappointed. Anyway, okay, now that we've gotten that out of the way, do you think there are enough votes to pass the health care bill?
You know what? The prevailing thought is, every time I check with somebody who's there and who's listening and who's in tune, meaning like I know two different people that are aides,
right.
And there's so much gossip, is what they call the gossip on the Hill.
Right.
That Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, keeps saying, yeah, you know, it's coming and we're close, oh so close. And the one source that I have says, nah, I don't think it's going to happen. That they may be oh so close, but
right.
In reality, they're not going to have enough. And there's part of the problem is what's going to happen with the Senate bill, because, you know, you have to ram these together.
Right.
And the argument over paying for abortions, funding abortions, and now there is definitely some Democrats who say they won't vote for it.
Yeah.
So, but Pelosi says she's still close with that. She's going to get enough votes. I think as of today, I thought for sure a couple of days ago they'd pass it, but as of today, from what I heard, I don't think they're going to get it.
Okay, and I don't know if you saw recently, but a Kennedy represents, I think, Rhode Island or something?
Yeah, Patrick Kennedy railed on the media about Afghanistan.
Oh, yeah.
About the vote, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, if this would have been in Canada, I've talked to some reporters who said, I've asked them, have you ever made a bad report about a minister or a member of parliament, or what they thought was so bad that if you called them asking them for a quote or whatever, they refused to take your phone calls. A couple of them said, well, I said without mentioning names, I said, yeah, of course. I'm just wondering, is Kennedy going to act like that? Is there going to be like certain reporters who are going to call him. He's going to say, excuse me, I don't like the way you, I don't like you. Go away. You think that'll happen?
Well, I think with Kennedy, he was just trying to grandstand on the and say, why are we paying attention to this crap like, you know, Massa, and how many people even realized who he was outside of New York. And so,
right.
You know, he resigned and was in the middle of this scandal. And so why aren't we focused on what's going on in Afghanistan? There's only two reporters there that here. That was his point, that the focus of the media was wrong. And it's easy for him to do that, certainly at this point, too, because he's not running for re-election. He's that's it. There's not going to be any Kennedys because that are going to be left in politics, at least in Washington. He's not going to run again. So I think he's free to sort of cut loose. Not that he might not necessarily wouldn't have done that anyway, but
right.
I think it was just a grandstanding move.
Okay. Now, are you going to the big fight Saturday night?
You know what? I got invited to go to that fight, but I have something else that coincided, so I can't go to it.
Okay.
You're talking about Manny, and you're talking about out at Jerry's World at the big stadium.
Is that what they're calling the stadium, Jerry's World?
Well, yeah, that's what they call it in Texas, yes.
Okay. Jerry's World, that's cute, because I know here we have a big Filipino community, and some of the restaurants, you know, put in posters that, you know, they're having the fight, and for $20 you get a meal and you get to watch the fight.
That's a pretty good deal, Sam, I would say. I know that there are a lot of sports bars that would charge you much more than that to watch a fight.
Yeah, but in my case, I'll go to Julie's Watering Hole, where all we have to do is just sit there. She orders her bottle of water, and I order my pitcher of beer. So talking about two opposite ends in terms of what we drink. But
although that's good because you always have in case you want to drive, you've got the designated driver.
Right. But I might change my mind and order a bottle of water like her, but. I think the way who was originally supposed to fight Roy Jones.
Who was he supposed to fight? Jones? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I think this. I don't know. To forecast this fight, I only know. I used to be really big into boxing, but
yeah,
I've seen what's happened.
Yeah.
On the, you know, when he's been working out, because he's been working out locally, and so I've listened to some of the stuff that's happening.
Right.
But in the forecasting of this, most people are picking Manny. They're picking Manny in, 10 rounds.
Okay.
You know, let's hope it goes the distance against.
Okay.
I guess Pacquiao, I think, is better, though.
Yeah, okay. Now, I know you grew up in Philadelphia. You probably started your career there. Did you ever go to cover fights at the Blue Horizon?
No, because I didn't start off. I started out as a television anchor. I didn't start off in sports. I didn't do that, no.
Oh, okay.
That would be fun. That would have been fun, though.
Yeah, I know, because every so often, you get to see cards from the. Is the Blue Horizon just strictly a boxing venue, or do they hold?
Just boxing. But one thing is, because I grew up in Cherry Hill,
right,
New Jersey, for people listening. When I was a kid, when I was a real little girl, I had a chance to meet Muhammad Ali, because he lived kind of. A couple of blocks down in our neighborhood. He lived in Cherry Hill for a while because he was also training in that area. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Hey, we're up against it, Sam. I hope that we've entertained people with some of this stuff. We'll talk to you again soon. Have a great weekend. Hang with us.
In today's world, a product comes along that revolutionizes the way we live, work, and play.
MaxFit makes your hands go wow. MaxFit makes your hands go wow.
MaxFit Gloves is the next generation of Thin Glove technology.
It makes everything you do with your hands feel easier without losing the ability to touch and feel.
Wow.
Whether you're working in your garden, moving furniture, driving a car, or opening a jar, MaxFit has thousands of uses.
It helps the grip or break hands.
It even helps me play my video games better.
Wow.
From the moment you slip your hand into a MaxFit Glove, you'll experience the ultimate in grip, comfort, dexterity, and health.
MaxFit.
For more information on the next generation of Thin Glove technology, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's M-A-X-F-I-T Gloves.com. And use the promo code RADIO to get a special deal.
Wow. MaxFit makes your Hands go.
Wow.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
The mighty Roman soldier was given a daily ration of fermented fish oil. The stoic Scandinavian Viking had a drum of fermenting cod livers outside the door of his home. And Grandma always had cod liver oil in the cupboard. Today, Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality, nutrient-dense cod and other fish liver oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, through fermentation. Cold-fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more, but no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture's products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. Receive a 20% discount off your first order at greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code radio at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good for a limited time. Call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818 or go to greenpasture.org today.
Since we have some harp playing, I happened to see them in a concert a couple of years ago. I'd never seen them. So this is, of course, their later years, you know, when bands are playing smaller venues. But, boy, they were on the stage with Cheap Trick and Journey with now the replacement singer they have. And I have to say, people went crazy for Heart, and her voice sounds exactly the same. It's amazing. She doesn't seem to have lost a beat, at least the particular night that I happen to be there. Anyway, we're diving into a lot of different things. If you just tuned in, my name's Kate Delaney. The name of the show, of course, is America Tonight. You can throw in your 2 cents at 800-259-5791. Like I said, you never know what we're going to be talking about here. Let's go to Al, who's listening to us also in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Happy St. Patrick's Day if I don't talk to you before St. Patrick's Day.
Thank you.
And also, Joe, Vice President Biden, is he still in Israel or is he back home in Washington?
I thought he was still in Israel.
Oh, he's still in Israel. Well, anyways, while he was there, he was outraged that Israel built a few settlements or a few apartment buildings or houses or whatever the heck, some buildings in East Jerusalem, right?
Right.
They seem to be, the administration seems to be sucking and blowing at the same time, because I'll tell you why. Israel is about the size of Connecticut, right? Have you ever been to Israel?
I have, yes.
Oh, you have. It's about the same size as maybe Connecticut, yep, and Vermont, maybe throw in Vermont or New Hampshire, right?
Yes, small. You've been there too, right?
Pardon me?
You've been there too? Have you?
No, I've never been there.
But you know, you look at a map, and you're right. I think you're dead on right.
It's a very, very tiny country, right?
Uh huh.
Okay. Now, the Muslim people have all of the north half of Africa. If you look at a map of Africa, the continent of Africa, the Muslims have exclusive sovereignty, exclusive control over all of the northern half of Africa, right?
Mm hmm.
Okay, and they have all of Western Asia, right? mm-hmm. plus Pakistan, plus Bangladesh, plus Indonesia, plus Malaysia, plus Singapore, plus, they have pretty much all of Western Asia, plus parts of Eastern Asia. They have a huge, huge amount of land on this planet where it's exclusively Muslim, where it's 98% Muslim or almost 100% Muslim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Israel wants a tiny little country the size of Connecticut or whatever, Massachusetts, tiny country. Now, and now the Muslims want to start taking that back from Israel. It doesn't make a lick of sense. You know, as far as if I were president of Israel, I would expand, you know, I know it would never happen, but if I were president of Israel, I'd take the whole bloody West Bank back. Because, you know, I'm serious.
Right.
Why on earth should the, I realize that there are 1 billion, whatever the hell it is, 1 billion Muslims on this planet, and only, 200 or 300 million. I don't know how many Jewish people there are on the planet, but 200 or 300 million maybe, and maybe 100 million or 200 million. I realize that there are more Muslims than there are Jews in the world, right?
Right.
So, but still, even if you adjust, proportionality, the percentage of land that the Muslims have, is equal probably to, I don't know, that'd be 1/6 of the planet. I'm pretty sure they have at least 1/6 of the population and 1/6 of the surface area of the planet. So I think just based on proportionality, I think the Jewish people are justified in having that amount of land. So, if the United States and Canada and Great Britain ever abandoned Israel, completely abandoned Israel, how long do you think Israel would survive? I would say about 6 months. You know, I don't you think?
It could be not very long, though. Yes,
and also one quick. I just heard that Tiger Woods has just hired one of George Bush Jr.
Ari Fleischer,
former advisors, to be a consultant. Now,
yeah.
What in the heck does Tiger Woods have to have in common with George Bush Jr.? Shouldn't he hire one of Bill Clinton's former advisors?
But I'm pumped.
You know, and also just to change the topic real quick, does Texas have a state sales tax?
Yeah, we do have a sales tax, yes.
Well, you do have a sales tax, yeah. Up here, like but there is no federal sales tax, is there?
No.
There is no federal sales tax that covers the entire, all 50 states?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have a national sales tax, a federal sales tax, and a provincial sales tax. What is the Texas sales tax?
Oh, well, we don't have, you're confusing me, Al. You're talking about... income tax, right?
No, I'm not. No, I'm talking about a consumption
tax. I'm talking about sales tax.
Yeah, whenever you go and purchase goods or services.
So that was right. That was right. Sales tax. We have a sales tax in Texas, yes. Why?
Well, so if you go out and buy a car, you've got to pay a certain percentage in sales tax.
Yeah, but you also have federal taxes on that, too. We have federal taxes on cars.
Well, a sales tax. You have sales tax on certain purchases, too. A federal sales tax.
Right.
Yeah. You know, to me, a sales tax is insane. I'll tell you why. Because you're fining somebody for stimulating the economy. Every time you go out and buy clothing or whatever, you purchase goods or services, you are stimulating the economy, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, why on earth should the government fine you? It amounts to a fine for stimulating the economy. Also, you're doing that with money that you earned, hopefully. The only people that do that, some people do it with money that they steal. You know, we call those politicians up here, but I'm just kidding. But you know, you're making those purchases with money that you earned, right?
Sure.
So you've already paid income tax on it once, right?
Right, so you're saying, I know where you're going with this.
It's
you're saying, why
taxation.
Can't you just use that as tax? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, why on earth, why the hell should the government have the right to tax the same money twice? You've already paid income tax on it, so why should the government tax it again?
There should be... Listen, you're preaching to the choir. I'm all for flat tax.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And the tax code, I don't know what the American tax code weighs, but up here in Canada, the federal and provincial tax code, you get a bloody hernia just lifting the book. Because it's so complicated. It should be, how much money did you earn in 2009? Multiply it by decimal 1.5 or decimal 2 or decimal 2.5, whatever they decide that they need, and send it in. And no exemptions at all. And because it seems to me that the government is, with all these crazy exemptions for what you do with this money, if you do something with this money or that money, you should invest your money based on whether it's going to be successful or not, whether you're going to make any profit on it, not because there's a tax break on it. It's when the government starts telling you how to spend your money by giving you tax breaks if you spend it this way or that way, it's crazy. It's just, you pay a flat rate, like you said, a flat percentage for everybody and no exemptions, and it would take you exactly 30 seconds to file your income tax return.
Wouldn't that be a great thing? I mean, this is the headache that everybody goes through. And, you know, you were talking about all the taxes you have. I think the worst thing, and I love the city of New York, but when I lived in New York, they had a city tax, a federal tax, a borough tax, a state tax. Well, I mean, it was crazy.
Up here in Canada, we have to work until the middle of June before we start earning money for ourselves.
Wow.
Every cent we make until about the middle of June goes to the government. It's crazy. Thanks a lot, Casey.
Okay,
bye.
I agree. Thanks, Al. He always leaves us on that uplifting note. And since he delved into the whole tax thing, there are a lot of people that think, well, what if you just had an outrageous tax? I shouldn't say outrageous, but had a beefy tax on all kinds of different goods. You just figure out what it is. And then that's disposable income, and people can choose to buy what they want to buy. But ultimately, that really wouldn't work out. And then I think it would topple things even worse. And it would, in the capitalistic society, that would not play well. But the idea of a flat tax, or as a lot of people have suggested, a fair tax, I'm more for the flat tax idea. I like some of the things that I've heard about that. But here's the thing. You have to remember this. You know, you think of the police departments, the fire departments, and, okay, where some of the taxes do go. So then you'd have to come up with a different funding mechanism there, and that could be through the township and maybe property taxes. But then how much does that change the face of property taxes when so much of that goes towards schools, and that is schools. That's the way it's figured out. So you were talking about really overhauling the entire system, and with the IRS, that in my lifetime, I don't think that goes down based on how many people are, first of all, involved with the IRS and the dramatic shutdown of the system, what that would do, even if you could explain it over and over again, how a fair tax would work or a flat tax would work, and how we could move this here and that, and this is what would support the police and the fire departments and the school districts or whatever. I think there'd be just too much of an opposition to it. I don't see the IRS going away as much as anybody wants to complain about the system. It's not going to change anytime soon, trust me. 800-259-5791. We've just scratched the surface, barely. Odds and ends coming up around the bend.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
You just might be only a few meals away from anarchy. Look at the recent world events and even the economic crisis. The time to prepare yourself and your family is now. 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 For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off on all Mountain House case lots. And that includes free shipping. Go to readymaderesources.com to see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Yes, there is a catch. This 25% off of case lots only lasts through March 15th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com. Hurry, sale ends March 15th.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Up to $657 million. I got a few more details I'll throw at you on that. Nancy Pelosi, in the meantime, says, hey, we're moving ahead with health reform and don't listen to all the rumors. It is going to pass. We're going to go to the mailbag before we skedaddle this hour. Got some interesting stuff that all of you decided to send me. So we'll talk about that, too. But right now, let's head out to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I just didn't hear it click, so I wasn't sure if I was on or not.
You
hey,
are.
Man, I was feeling good until I started listening to Al there. All right, gosh, Al, don't you say that word, that three nasty letter word, tax?
I know. That's why he left us on such a sour note. I agree.
It was interesting. He said they got to work till June to pay all their taxes, right?
Sure, yeah.
Well, there's your specialized... government, socialized medicine, that, et cetera. So, he didn't mention that they get free health care. Of course, if they've got a serious operation, they end up coming down here. A lot of them end up having to come down here to the United States to get it done faster. But, that's what our wonderful president's pushing for right now. Socialized medicine, it was kind of funny because the commercial he had, one of the commercials he had on in between there talked about a one-world government. Well, that's what our little liberal friends believe in. So if the whole world is socialist and it's kumbaya and everybody will get along and there'll be no wars and we won't need a military and...
Yeah, but doesn't... That's you and I both know. You and I both know that doesn't work. I mean, I'm sorry. How about the butcher in Venezuela? Every time people talk about Hugo Chavez, I'm sorry. I want to throw up. They don't realize what he really does. He controls everything. It's a dictatorship, if anything. When I hear Sean Penn say how, well, people have certain beliefs and they just say things, I'm thinking, what is he saying? They just say things. There's proof. I know somebody that could come on the air and tell you about some of the horrendous things that Chavez has done to his own people.
Oh, yeah, that. And then let's not forget our favorite little jihadist who, I don't think they really care what politics you believe in. You know, theirs is a religious conviction is to, you're going to believe in our religion or we're going to chop your head off.
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, though, yeah. Hey, by the way, I think those people in Vancouver, Washington, they're the ones that have learned how to buck the taxes. You know why?
Why?
If I've got it right, Oregon doesn't have, of course, they're across the river from Portland. Oregon doesn't have a sales tax, and Washington doesn't have income tax. So if you live in Vancouver and go across the river to shop, mm-hmm. you don't pay income tax for the state, and you don't pay sales tax for anything you buy. So
that's
you
a
got
good
made,
deal.
Right?
Yes.
That's a pretty good deal. So.
Yeah.
but anyway, though, my gosh, Kate, we could be here all night. Everyone pays federal tax, or at least, you know, they're supposed to. And then, you know, some states have sales tax, other states don't. Some states have income tax, other states don't. You got property tax on your property, your house, your car, when you go on to register it. Oh, my goodness. And let's not talk about all your utility taxes on your cell phone. You have taxes on your regular phone, taxes on your water, gas, electricity.
You know what, Don? You made me think of an interesting thing. If you took your bills, the ones you just mentioned, and I took mine, and we went through and we looked at how much we pay in taxes, I mean, how much, I don't think we want to do that. It adds up. It's on those cell phones, like you said, on the utilities, on everything. I mean, we are taxed to death.
Well, and that's the funny part about it. Now, you remember the whole purpose of the revolution, right? Was
that's right.
Taxation without representation.
That's right. Yep, baby.
Well, I don't think the monarchy could have, if we were still under the monarchy, and of course somebody over here would have shot Charles, but anyways, if we were still under the monarchy, I don't think they could have invented this many taxes, as many taxes as there is. I really don't. I can say they have people working for them that could have thought it up, you know. But I just, it would be interesting to know, I'd be curious to know history-wise how much taxes, when our forefathers left England, how much, of their money were they supposed to give half of what they make every month, or how they went about tax collecting then, so many years ago, but as to the system now, it just stinks, Kate. Flat tax would be great, but there's no way they could generate enough money. I mean, you take one guy that makes $1 million, mm-hmm. and that's 25 people that make our national average is what, 40,000, 45,000, something
yep.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
But one guy that makes $1 million makes as much as 25 other people do, and the fact is that the upper, 30% of the country makes over 150,000 and over, or something like that, and they pay like 60% of the tax bill.
That's crazy, because that's not, it sounds like a big number to some people, but when you really, depending on how many people are in the family and everything else and all the taxes you and I have just talked about, it goes out the window like that.
And then it comes back, and I've talked to you plenty of times about this, about how, these are the people that maybe some of them inherited it, or got lucky or something like that, these people are the ones that probably when they were in high school buckled down on the books and studied, And I thought we brought this up and we'll switch it towards education, Kate, because, I've heard this comment the last couple of days, and it's really true, and I wish I could have understood it. You know what pure power is, Kate? The people that have the money are the ones that have the power. That's what this whole thing about healthcare is about. The Democrats want to destroy the insurance companies because they've got tons of money, and that's how, they back the Republicans most of the time. But money is power. And how do you get money? You get education. So in a sense, education is power. They just found out the other day that people with a college degree in America, the unemployment rate for them right now is 5.3%.
Oh, I didn't see that stat. Wow.
Yeah, whereas everybody else, it's up around 10%. And, you know, California, Michigan, it's even more than that, you know. And the point is that, you know, unfortunately, I got 3 years in, and then I just never went back to finish, and just been working 65 hours a week ever since. I like working, but, you know, sometimes I think, gee, you know, I wish I could have had some extra time off there, you know, but education is power, you know, and these kids are growing up, if they understand that, you know, just all they got to do is just look at the stats. I mean, the people, you know, people that graduate from college are going to make over $1 million more in their lifetime. That's on average $25,000 more a year than somebody who doesn't, you know,
Yeah, but here's the thing, Don. I think that stat is right to some extent, but there are a lot of people with bachelor's degrees that aren't making great money, or they owe a fortune. Now, a lot of those kids you're talking about, I agree with you, they still should go. But boy, the payback on some of those, if they don't get a scholarship or they don't have parents that can help them out and they don't get grants, wow, I mean, some of these kids are in debt for crazy amounts of money.
Yeah, and you're right, you know, it's an investment because you are spending money to go to school, but eventually you pay that back, and you're sticking right. But the part that upsets me is to take it back to the tax issue is to sit there and to tell somebody, oh, because you make $500,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
we're going to tax you 39%. That's what Obama's got it up to now. Okay, and then that's not counting state taxes. I mean, so half your income's got to go to taxes, but that's okay because you're still going to have $250,000 a year, and that's a lot of money for anybody, and that's a fact for anybody. You know, $250,000 a year, it's, you know, $20,000 a month to spend. You know, I mean, that's a lot of money. So the thinking is, but you'll still have a lot of money left over, even though you've got to give half your money to taxes to pay for people that didn't want to succeed, wanted to goof around and father kids and et cetera, and not take life serious back in their younger years and plan for their future. You know, and so now you've got to pay their health care. You've got to pay their welfare. You know, it's just not right. And you know, I wish there was a way to make the whole tax system fair where everybody could pay the same amount. But every time I see a drop of this cake, they can't come up with enough money.
No.
With how much money they're spending right now. I mean, it's crazy. You think $2.5 trillion, you know, would be enough money for the federal government to operate, and they're at $4 trillion, Kate. And, you know, it's interesting. I was talking to my dad because, you know, he's close to retirement. He wants to, I think by the end of the year, he's going to retire from his second job. You know, he spent 22 years in the Army, and now he's got 20 years in with the other place. And, you know, and I sat back and I said, well, you know, he gets his retirement from the military. He gets, you know, Social Security. My mom's getting her Social Security. She put in 20 years and she gets a little retirement check from the company she worked for, you know. And I started thinking, I said, yeah, Dad, once you're out of your job, though, you know, about 80% of your income is going to be coming from the government in a sense. Money that, you know, people that have worked his generation, mm-hmm. paid into the Social Security, et cetera, they all deserve that money. I mean, they deserve that coming. But the problem is, what's going to happen if this country goes bankrupt? Everybody that's getting, you know, military, you know, retirement from the VA, people that are getting Social Security checks, are those people still going to get their checks if the government goes bankrupt and doesn't have any money?
No, because there's no money then.
I mean, this whole country, people are talking about how bad this recession is right now. I mean, Kate, this system, it's got huge flaws in it, you know. If these idiots in Washington don't get things under control, or at least we fire them and get people in there that will get things under control and start cutting back on the spending and start cutting back on repetitious government, like I talked to you about back, you know, this country could go, as Tim Bunning said, it could implode. I mean, to where people that are, you know, they're in...
Oh, John. You're making us dizzy. I agree with you. Hey, stay with us, everyone.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
You know, there are few things more important in life than your sex and happiness. That's why we invite you to tune in each week to Tantra Cafe on WebTalkRadio.net.
A program for spiritual enlightenment.
It's hosted by Tantra teacher, author, and spiritual leader Lori Handlers.
And I am really so glad to host this show. This is my most exciting thing I do every week.
Join Lori Handlers each week for Tantra Cafe, exclusively on WebTalkRadio.net.
I love it. I love you. Thank you so much for tuning in and listening.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Where has he been? At cutting to the chase. But I've had a hard time cutting to the chase tonight, my friends. But I applaud you for the passion. Don had something he had to get off of his chest. And it goes back to the same thing. We're always talking about the money. Show me the money. And Al, the same thing with him. He sort of opened up that can of worms with what he was talking about with taxes. And, yeah, it'll drive you crazy. In fact, today I did exactly what Don was mentioning. And I had bills, just like all of you have bills, right? I'm going to challenge you to do this. That's not even a challenge. It might depress you, so maybe you don't want to do it. But if you just take your bills, just line them up, right? Don't look at the total you owe. Go and look at the taxes, like the cell phone taxes, Forget credit cards. Even if you have a low amount of credit cards, whatever that APR is, they're definitely nailing you there with the with whatever the APR is, unless you're really lucky and you flopped a card and you have 0% or something, or 9% or some super low amount. But I was looking at cell phones, and they're already gouging me. And this is exactly what it says, government fees and taxes. So by the time they're done with their city district telecom tax, and their city telecom tax, which is different from the other one, and the state telecom tax, and then the 911 service fee, which I didn't even know you paid a 911 service fee, which that's the lowest thing. So you add that up on my bill, that's like $14. And then I noticed something. You guys started this. Then I noticed something with the credits, adjustments, and other charges, like total, this under the great total usage charge. Texas service, because that's the state I'm in, couple of bucks for that, almost $3 for that. Federal service charge, almost $5 for that. And then regulatory cost recovery charge. But didn't they just tax me on all those other things? So if you put those two together, let's say you've got $25. $25 in those taxes. That's not even the amount of the bill. Or then this other thing called usage charges. They don't tell you that when they sign up. You know, when somebody tells you, oh, you need to sign up for this, what we need to do is ask them, okay, well, can you tell me exactly what are the taxes attached to that? It's insane. And then the insurance deal. So how many insurance policies do you carry? Do you have health? Do you have health? Do you have life? Do you have pet insurance? Do you have house insurance, renter's insurance, car insurance? I bet most of you are flipping at least 4 or 5 insurance payments to something. Hopefully you got a good insurance agent and you got a good rate. That's all I can say. And here's my last piece of all the taxation and the insurance that you have to cover yourself with. I would say my last piece of advice, I'll give it you a piece of advice, and many of you probably already are wise to the world and the ways. Best thing to do is to shop around. It's like that Progressive commercial that they'll find you the cheapest. Truer words were never spoken. I think sometimes people get talked into whatever insurance company rate it is, or whatever it is, somebody's peddling you, they're good at it, and that's why they're called salespeople. But it is so wise to shop around. Guarantee you just don't jump at the first thing. Guarantee you can find something a lot cheaper if you do that, if you take the time to do it. Most people, that's the problem. They're so stretched so thin, they don't have the time, or they don't want to make the time because it's too much of a bother, because they're too whipped from everything else. So they whip us into submission. All right, so let's switch gears here. This is good news, I think. 10,000 claims over the 9/11 illness. You know, that you had so many people that had breathing problems as a result of being at ground zero, as it was called. And, you know, all these poor firefighters and the removal guys and women who found themselves in a horrible state after spending night after night and day after day after day there. So the WTC captive insurance company announced the settlements with those plaintiffs who claimed injuries, sickness, that kind of stuff. And they're saying it could total up to $657 million. And the WTC captive, if you don't know what it was, or is rather, was created with the $1 billion FEMA grant and gives insurance coverage to the city of New York and the debris removal contractors, because that's especially the people who were hit the hardest, the World Trade Center site. And so at least it's a way to pay for the claims of those people, and it's construction workers and firefighters and cops and volunteers and workers and other people that were involved in any of this stuff that happened. Particularly right after the buildings went down and days and months later. But this is the thing. If you're going to make a claim, they have to have proof that they were there and doing anything in those post 9/11 efforts, and then they have to have medical documents too. But most of those people, many of you might have seen on talk shows and whatnot, a lot of them have that. So, you know, you can't really put a price on this. A lot of them had young families. They're in their 30s and early 40s, and some of them were even diagnosed with thyroid cancer and other problems. So I think that's a good thing. I'm surprised there weren't more claims, actually, but I guess if you took all those various departments and the amount of people and the shifts that they worked, it's probably right on target, because if they went and had any kind of treatment and have the proof, then surely they're being covered. For something completely different from what I say is a good moment, after I just slammed insurance companies for how much we have to have in coverage, but I'm glad that they've got their claims and they'll be able to get the money that they need. Boy, everybody has their hand out, don't they? I'm saying everybody is upselling you. It's crazy. And the airlines are taking advantage of it too. I read a story today, and, you know, I'm not surprised this has been, I guess, talked about, but one of the things that has happened with the airlines now is the exit row seats have become so valuable, I guess, because of the extra leg room. And now if you want that extra leg room, you're going to have to pay for it, believe it or not. And who knows how much they're going to charge you for that. They're already charging us for bags and everything else. Even the pillows, now they're saying some of the airlines are going to charge for pillows. So if it used to be, hey, do you want an exit row? We have an exit row available. Now it's going to be, we have an exit row available if you pay XYZ. And I heard one airline was thinking of charging up to $50. And that's just ridiculous. Hey, for $50, if you're prepared to do what you have to do, we'll put you in that exit row and you'll have that extra leg room. Can't guarantee who's going to sit next to you or any of that. But at least down below, you know, you're going to have that room that's so valuable. So everybody's looking for the upsell. So we didn't even get to the mailbag, so I will tell you this. In our next hour, if you stick around in America Tonight, because I myself now became long-winded, it's thanks to all of you, we're going to swing into a mailbag segment. I promise you can shoot me any of your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net, whether it's about the sickness and the payoffs as a result of 9/11, or whether you're talking about health care, or any of the things that we mentioned here on America Tonight. Perhaps you have some different thoughts on that, or maybe you want to add to the pile on that we just had here this past hour. Feel free to do it. You know, I've got an interesting quote that I carry around with me sometimes, when I remember to carry it around anyway, and it's from Henry Ford. Henry Ford is the guy who said, failure is the opportunity to begin again more intelligently.
Now, I don't want to get off on a rant here,